And indeed, in the handful of places that the Bible talks about homosexuality, it's almost always in the context of a discussion of idolatry, because homosexuality was very much associated with certain pagan practices. If that's the kind of thing the biblical authors had in mind, if that's what they meant, then what they're talking about and what I'm talking about are very different things. And to use those passages that way would be to pull them out of context. Now, a few caveats and clarifications. First of all, I want to make it clear what I'm not saying here. I'm not saying, hey, the Bible's old, so forget about it, ignore it, just pick the parts you like. Okay? A lot of people do that on different sides of the debate. I don't think that's a very good way to proceed. Rather, I'm saying that if you're going to understand what the Bible means for us today, we have to understand that the biblical author's concerns and our concerns may be different, and that's relevant to our interpretation of the text. And the alternative to that is to commit ourselves to very strange views on women's roles, on slavery, and a host of other things. Second, having said that, I'm not convinced that any amount of context is going to help the slavery passages. I think when we look to those passages, we have to admit that the prejudices and limitations of the biblical authors crept into the text. And if they did that with respect to slavery, it could happen with respect to homosexuality. Finally, it seems to me that in many cases, not all, but in many cases, the Bible is not really the root of the objection here. What often happens is people have an objection to homosexuality, maybe for reasons they don't quite fully understand, and then they use the Bible and bring it in to back that up. Why do I think this? Well, let me tell you a story. Many years ago, I was briefly a graduate student at Notre Dame, which, as you know, is a major Catholic university. And at Notre Dame, we were told by the administration that we could not have a gay and lesbian group on campus because that would conflict with Catholic teaching. And over, the administration would say, you cannot have a gay and lesbian group that conflicts with Catholic teaching. We did have a Muslim student group on campus and a Jewish student group on campus. Muslims and Jews both deny the divinity of Christ, which when I went to Catholic school was a very important part of Catholic teaching. It wasn't really about Catholic teaching, I don't think, at least not in the... I think that, you know, they had this objection and they pulled in Catholic teaching when it was convenient.